Spaceman.
My name is Aisa Islam and I am from Bayonne, New Jersey. I accepted Islam May 10th, 2009. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
Primarily, I lived a life before Islam of a life that had no purpose, and it truly, a heart will never find rest unless it's engulfed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of that, I was surrounded by miserable. I was so miserable that I began to search the meaning about religion, especially because I had in my household, my parents especially stressed that Islam was a religion that was inspired by the devil. So just because of all the insults that were targeted towards this particular religion in my household, I became so curious to study it. And as I opened up Google and as I opened up just simple websites and I started reading what Islam was, a brother showed me a video by Sheikh Yusuf Assess, and I watched that just for a few minutes, and all I knew about this religion is that it strongly believes in the concept of Tawheed, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that there was this man that came about in the desert and his name was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was able to reveal the entire book while being completely illiterate. And for me, that was enough to convince me that this religion was proper, because I felt the miracle of Islam taking over my entire life. Entering Islam has brought me to what I was told I was supposed to expect. Before I converted, I was giving a very brief lecture about the concept of trials and tests in Islam, and that was right on dot. Everything that I experienced after Islam was test after test after test, but genuinely, I would not have been able to undergo these tests without the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My suggestion to someone who is in a similar situation that I've been presented with, I would highly suggest that the best idea is to contemplate on the creation of this world, and that it's really genuinely impossible to have this world come upon us without the great work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, it's not even a best source of knowledge to just go to a random Muslim on a street and ask them these questions that may lead us to be guided. Really, we have to refer to the scholars of Islam and try our best to ask them questions so we get the genuine knowledge about Islam, and so we're not giving any misguidance by Muslims who are not informed of their own religion. Well, this is the first time I've ever made it to Ikna down in the northeast, and it's amazing being able to see so many Muslims coming together, and especially the youth conference, you know, seeing people of my own age and then seeing speakers go up there and recite verses of the Quran and literally just in the middle of it, you know, break down into tears and explaining the great details. I mean, I just finished up with a lecture with Sheikh Numan Ali Khan, and he's explaining every single word of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Musa alayhi salam, and it really makes you appreciate the Quran so much more.